Good afternoon. The front that brought heavy rain to parts of interior New York and New England late last night and early this morning continues to track slowly toward the coast. The front will tend to stall out, but most of the energy has lifted to the north, and there is the risk of a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, mainly in central and eastern New England. The rest of the region is drying out nicely, and we'll have mostly clear skies tonight as high pressure builds in from the Ohio Valley. Where skies are clear, temperatures will drop back into the 50s to around 60 degrees, where there's more cloud cover, particularly in central and eastern New England. Lows will stay in the lower 60s tonight. That front will tend to hang out over New England during the day tomorrow. It'll be the focus for just a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm, while the rest of the region again will be dry on Saturday afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures during the day on Saturday will reach into the lower 80s. A low-pressure wave out over the open Atlantic will tend to track toward the New England coast on Sunday. Clouds associated with the old front and this low-pressure wave will tend to back to the west, encompassing most of New England and even parts of eastern New York on Sunday afternoon. In these locations, we'll have less in the way of sunshine and a better chance at a couple of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon. For the rest of the region, mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, highs across the area will once again be in the lower 80s. That system will get kicked out to the east during the early part of next week as the next front approaches from the Great Lakes. The front will have the opportunity to produce a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms for the region on Monday and Tuesday, with highs staying in the lower to mid-80s, then behind that next front, cooler air in the upper 70s as we head into the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Danny, located about 930 miles east-southeast of the Lesser Antilles. Danny is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tonight. A turn toward the west is forecast tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are at 105 miles per hour with higher gusts. There is a little window for some additional strengthening for the rest of the evening, but Danny should begin to weaken tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast this afternoon, New York City partly sunny in the mid-80s, temperatures sliding back into the 70s after dark, still some showers and possibly a thunderstorm in Boston with temperatures sliding back into the 70s, and we'll continue with mainly clear weather in Buffalo with temperatures falling back from the 70s into the 60s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly clear, cooler tonight with lower humidity, and lows in the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds for the day tomorrow. More clouds in Vermont, but generally dry with highs around 80. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight with more clouds in New England, temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds in New York tomorrow with more clouds in New England and the chance of a shower in central and eastern New England with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly clear and cooler tonight with temperatures back into the middle and upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds for the day tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly clear skies tonight with lows back into the upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly clear and cooler tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. Region-wide for Sunday, there is the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies in the lower 80s. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday in the lower to mid-80s. A risk of a shower on Wednesday in the upper 70s and mostly sunny on Thursday of next week with high temperatures staying in the upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.